They say I might as well face the truth, but I am just too long in the tooth. So I'm an OAP and weak mean, but I'm not yet quite gone to sea. I may be over the hill now that I have retired, fading away, but I'm not yet expired. Clapped out, run down, too old to save, one foot in the grave.
Victor, it's a quarter to eight. Are you going to look lively in a minute? 58322. Speaking. Yes. Oh, yes. Hello.
Unbelievable. Was it my imagination, or have they just started building the world's biggest subatomic particle accelerator to explain the very origins of the known universe? Strange, then, that they still can't produce a toilet roll where the perforations are in the same bloody place on either side of the paper. Look at that. Abomination of modern technology.
Yes, all right, then. Bye.
You try and tear it here, you had half the next sheet flapping about there. Every time you tear it, every time.
Is it necessary for you to walk about with your trousers round your ankles?
I just haven't had enough of it. I have straight. Because it's just what I've got beyond that joke.
Victor, you're not going to start running that through my sewing machine again at this time of the morning.
Bloody things. Who's that on the phone anyway?
That was Fat Agnes. You know, keeps the celery store in the market. She said she was very sorry to hear your tragic news, but you must try and keep your pecker up.
Tragic news? What tragic news?
She didn't say. She just said not to stick your head in a gas oven because it wasn't the end of the world. Stick my head in a gas oven.